Welcome back to the Daily Collective podcast. I know it's been a hot moment since I last shared an episode with you, but life is what it is, and there is no way a single person can do everything, especially when you've moved to a new country and are attempting to home educate your kids. But I decided to come back on for a moment because I felt inspired to make an episode, and it all stemmed from this free online challenge course thingy I did. You know, the ones where a teacher gives you some bits of actionable advice to whet your appetite, and then they try and sell you their signature program. I'm sure we've all done these. But I was drawn to this one because it focused not really on making a full-time business, but a side hustle. Now, as some of you know, I recently had to shut down my photography business, and I've been dabbling in other types of creative practice, namely bookmaking. I've been having a great time, but you know, when you make something physical that you can't store digitally, you need somewhere to put it. And I'm now at a point where I have way too much stuff and some of it needs to go. So I'm trying to sell some bits, but of course, when you're in a new country and you don't know anybody, that's hard. But there's more than that, of course. Selling your art is like starting a whole new business all over again. And so yeah, this is where I'm at, but I can't go full-time. I don't know if I even want to. I mean, dismantling a business piece by piece is heartbreaking and soul-destroying. Trust me, I'm still recovering. Don't know if I ever will. But anyway, this side hustle thing came up on my Facebook, and so I signed up, and actually it was pretty good. But the one thing that this lady kept saying was slow growth is good growth. And it really clicked in my head that yes, this was the way to go. I mean, we've all gotten to the point where we need and want instant gratification. Hands up, if your phone has taken too long to open an email or something, you start grumbling on it. Come on, come on. We've all done it. I know we have. When in fact, it's only taking like a couple of extra seconds. We aren't used to waiting for 2 minutes for a website with pictures to load anymore, are we? Do you remember? Anyone who's old enough like me will remember that. And we try and do this with our businesses and in our lives, too. We try and get those 6 figures in a month. We fall for all those promises and spend those 6 figures in courses and this promise that we're going to get there. I mean, I've done it myself. If I need money and fast, I do stupid things that of course don't work because things take time. And doing them all in a rush, it just doesn't work. So getting older, I'm coming to this realization. I mean, nature takes her time. The slow cycle of the seasons create magnificent things. Things we can sit back and appreciate and enjoy the results of this slow process. So why can't we do that in our own lives and in our own businesses? Why do we rush into things without stopping to think them out and take those small but mighty steps forward? So yeah, this is my random thought for today, and of course, the quote that I leave you with is the one that I started with, slow growth is good growth. And the lady who said this is Stacy Bloomfield. And I think this will be my new mantra from now on. Hopefully, it can be yours too. Sending you all lots of love, and hopefully, I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.